Visiting today with the Vice President of Operations for the National Port Board, Angie Krieger, is with us. How are we doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing so good. It's actually not terrible today in Oklahoma. It's not 107, so I consider that a win.
Yep, definitely. We've had a little break from the heat in Iowa as well.
Well, it certainly has been nice. Well, I know that you've been talking a little bit about sustainability as far as the pork board is consumed and the consumer view with that. So tell us a little bit about what that looks like.
Yeah, well, Casey, we are steeped in consumer insights here at the National Pork Board. Our producers have invested their dollars over the last couple of years to really understand what consumers are looking for in the grocery store when they order food in the restaurant. And we want to make sure that pork is top of mind for that consideration set. And we have a wonderful sustainability story to tell in the pork industry. So we anchor in on our We Care principles, which have been around for more than 10 years now. And we really are trying to understand where those will resonate the best with consumers to help them make their food decisions.
And how do you find the best way to build consumer trust?
So I mentioned our We Care principles. Those are six ethical principles that our producers live day in and day out with their on-farm practices. But in order for consumers to really believe that we are living those principles, we've got to show them proof. And so we are spending our time on farms with producer partners to get some data, to have proof to back up what we say. We have to not only talk the talk, but walk the talk. And we know that that is a great, great way to build consumer trust.
Absolutely. And I found that even through COVID, consumers really want to know that producer. They want to know where that pork comes from.
Yeah, they absolutely do. Because of COVID, so many disruptions happened in supply chains, and people went to the grocery store and weren't able to find the products that they normally did. And so they started thinking more about how their food gets there. I have teenage daughters, and I think for a long time, they just thought that, food, the grocery store just food naturally just showed up there. It was like magical. And for a lot of consumers who are removed from the farm, that's not top of mind. And so COVID, it was a challenge for the industry, but also a great opportunity for us to share more stories about our producers and how that food starts on the farm and makes its way into the stomachs of our consumers.
Well, and what else have you found that is kind of like, just not accurate? What are you hearing in the news that people are not being accurate with? Because we've had a lot of that throughout the whole ag industry of just hearing more rumors than actual facts.
Yeah, it's really interesting. We spend time listening to consumers on the internet. So with technology is a wonderful thing, right? We can basically do research with companies who wrap a net around the conversations that are happening on the internet, if you will. And what we find a lot of times is consumers just use different language than we do in the industry. So when we talk about sustainability, we might be talking about environmental issues, but consumers think about animal welfare, and they think about the nutrition that is going into the animals. And so sometimes it's not so much misinformation, it's just making sure that we're all using the same language. And as industry, we can do a better job of that by understanding what consumers really mean when they're saying certain things.
Well, I also think you guys have done a great job of getting people excited about pork.
Yeah, there's a lot to be excited about, right? I mean, it's delicious. our producers are amazing, and we have great sustainability stories. But we just today, actually, so I love to talk about this. We just launched a new campaign where we are busting myths about pork production. So we're calling it the Rural Dictionary, and highlighting Eric Stone Street, who is a very famous celebrity who also grew up raising pigs in Kansas. And that's just going to be a really great way for us to connect with consumers. Again, you know, meeting them where they are. We assume that consumers have the same level of information about our industry, about their food that we do, and they just don't. And so when we can find those connection points and maybe add a little bit of humor to it, like Eric will bring to this current campaign, we can really make a real connection and build that trust.
Well, and that's another funny thing to talk about too, because I wouldn't have known anything about Eric Stone Street being a pork producer had you guys not told us. And you don't think, like, you don't put the Hollywood connection in with the pork connection right away, right?
No, I mean, I found that out a few years ago. I know Eric's character on Modern Family also had that connection with the pork farm, but just a wonderful opportunity for us to leverage someone, you know, who is so down to earth, yet has you know, taken those that strong work ethic that he learned on the farm to Hollywood and really use it to leverage to reach consumers in a different way and a different set of consumers than we might ever have reached on our own channels.
Well, and I love that too, because sometimes celebrities don't really think highly of agriculture and don't always give us good facts.
Right. And I, you know, I attribute that, Casey, just to them being so far removed from the farm. Again, you know, like we're most people, I don't even know what the average is now, but it's close to four generations removed. And, you know, you think about what we see in the media. We see things that reaffirm what we already believe. And so it's really hard to break into a certain set of consumers who just don't have any concept of what farm life is like or how hard our producers work. And so we're always looking for opportunities to do that at the National Pork Board. We believe that, you know, once consumers do have that line of sight into how amazing our producers are, how passionate they are about what they do, that we'll build trust with them and encourage them to enjoy pork products even more.
And I think you've done a great job getting people excited about not only pork in general, but their local pork. Now I find that more people are looking to their local beef producers and their local spinach producers, and they're trying to find good local farmers to buy their goods from.
Yeah, there's a great opportunity. And again, you know, I think this was highlighted during COVID where people were looking for different sources for products. And, you know, we certainly, we have producers who are doing an amazing job of marketing their products very locally through whether it's through farmers markets or online. So there's so many different ways for consumers to connect back with the pork industry today more than ever before. And that's something that technology has brought to us, you know, in addition to just this idea of the throwback to buying food the way we used to many, many years ago.
Well, and then you've also made it more appetizing by showing us delicious recipes.
Yes, we've been running our promotion called the United States of Pork. And it's been really fun to see consumers engage with the recipes that we've posted. We identified the top pork dish in each state. Sometimes it was a little bit controversial. People didn't really believe that the dish identified would be the favorite, but it's created a lot of good conversation and so many amazing recipes. I'm telling you, Casey, when we shoot the videos and pictures of those dishes in our kitchen at the National Pork Board, it smells so good. It's a great place.
Well, I was going to say, like, how do you keep from just going in there and eating it?
We don't. We always get to try it. And it's amazing. It's been really fun to try some, you know, different dishes from around the country. And you know, sometimes adapt the recipes so they're really attainable for the home cook.
Well, and I love that too, because like you said, in Oklahoma, I'm thinking pork chops, pulled pork, pork loin. And that I may not vary outside of my comfort zone on that, but other people have really awesome recipes to share as well.
Yes. Yeah. And so many ethnic flavors from little pockets around the country. A lot of Latin flair, Italian from the northeast part of the United States. So it's been a very delicious tour of the United States of pork.
Well, tell everybody, just in case people don't know, where they can get the recipes that you and I are talking about, where they can go and look up their good pork recipes.
Yeah, absolutely. So, folks should follow us on our social media channels. So, at National Pork Board on Facebook and Instagram, and then pork.org is our website with a lot of different inspirations for cooking pork. All the recipes that we're highlighting in our campaign are there, along with a lot of other great tips and tricks to make pork delicious.
Well, what are some things that producers can do right now to kind of help this cause?
Yeah, we would love for our producers to share all of the information that we post on our channels on their social media. We have some producers who are really active on social media, and it's great. So definitely sharing the links to recipes, sharing the modern or the rural dictionary information from Eric Stone Street is a great way to do that. But we love to hear from our producers. So anytime they have ideas for recipes or different things that we might promote, we'd love for them to contact us as well, either at pork.org or porkcheckoff.org.
Well, Angie, I have to go now because I'm hungry for pork.
Good. Enjoy.
Thank you so much for visiting with us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.